Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Howard Feldman, a very good morning. Philip says, I think it is a stupid sentence. She should have been given community service in a non-profit to show how much funds are needed for basic necessities and not for luxuries. She needs to have carried on with her studies and become a contributing member to society, pay back the money, and that is regards from Philip in listening in Israel. Yossi says, Boker Tov, this poor lady shouldn't even get 5 hours. She's the victim of corruption of a corrupt system that can allow mistaken payment to be made in the first place. And it's interesting because that's a lot of people are saying. Well, what happens to the person that actually, how easy is it to pay the wrong person 14 million rand? It is a massive amount of money. Surely somebody else is also partly responsible for that. These are the questions that, does anybody think that it is a reasonable sentence? 5 years, she did steal 800,000 rand, just to play devil's advocate, she did. It came into her bank account. She was very, very clear that that money didn't belong to her, and she spent it. Had she not been caught, in fact, she probably would have kept all 14 million rand. Now, she didn't. So you can't try her for, well, I guess she did, because they managed to get the rest back from her, but it wasn't because she offered it back. It's because it was still there. What do you think? So what do you think should have been her sentence? Philip saying that she should have been given community service as a way to understand how desperately these funds are needed. And I like that. It is sad that her life is ruined because she's got a criminal record. She's going to go to jail for 5 years, even if she's only there for 3 or 4 years, depending. But that experience will change her. She's going to be associated with criminals, possibly violent criminals in prison. Her life, as she has known it, is absolutely over. I guess it was over for the last 5 years, because this happened back in 2017 anyway, and I can't imagine her life continued as it would have. I've given you the background to the Sibongile Mani story. Your reaction has been fairly consistent. We wanted to chat to the spokesperson of the South African Union of Students, Asive Dlanjwa. Good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having us. I am well, thank you. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So what is the official reaction to the sentence?
Number one, I think that we are disappointed at the sentence, that Sibongile received, highly disappointed. In fact, if anything, it has angered us, number one. In fact, number two, it is not because we believe that Mani is innocent or that she is not guilty of any crime. On the contrary, we think she is guilty of a crime, and we think that justice should have been done. But the approach of justice, our approach to justice in this case, we believe should have been rather restorative and correctional rather than that which she received. This is informed by my right of things. Number one is, the first one is that the reality is that Sibongile was part of a broader criminal syndicate. Why do we say this is? Because the reality is that she did not go into a bank and rob, or rather,
it came to her.
Part of the institution, yeah. And robbed them.
She didn't go looking for trouble. Trouble came to her.
Yes. So she did not premeditate a particular crime and say she's going to it. The money was sent to her. Now, once again, I'm going to say this very clearly for the listeners. We are not saying she should have spent the money. She was not supposed to. But what we are saying, when you weigh these things, at the very least, we should have taken a corrective and a restorative justice approach. Like, for instance, let me give you an example. We think she could have gotten a suspended sentence. We think she could have been made to pay back the money. She must go, get a job, be integrated, reintegrated into society, pay back the money that she has taken, as it has happened in other cases. You have, by the way, as we also mentioned in our statement, you've got a former HOD of the Free State Department of Health who embezzled 500 million, that is half a billion. He got a suspended sentence. And then you have someone who has spent 800,000. and they have direct imprisonment.
It's almost like she's being bullied. And again, it's important to keep reiterating what you're saying, that she is guilty of something, and of course she is. But it just seems to be that she's a soft target here. You know, when I look at the responses from listeners, it's overwhelmingly supportive of what you're saying. There's not one of my listeners that have said, yes, it's right. People are saying, let her do community service and understand how important this money is and where it goes. Let her contribute to society rather than have a life totally destroyed by a very stupid act. And of course, we all like to think that if that money came into our bank accounts, we'd give it back. But until it happens to us, we don't know. So we shouldn't be so quick to judge either. But on the face, she did something wrong, and it needs to be dealt with. But 5 years, it just seems absurd.
It is absolutely ridiculous. And in fact, it is important what you are saying regarding your observation with the callers and the people that have come onto the show, because this is also our argument, is that justice in its nature is not necessarily for the judge sitting there, for the accused in the dock, and for the lawyers that are arguing. Justice is for society. Whatever happens there, it has implications on the broader society. So it shows you that you cannot administrate justice that is inconsistent with the values of society. It tells you that society themselves, because when you are administering justice, you must then look at what is its impact, what would be its impact, wider impact on society as a whole. So it tells you that what happened there really had nothing to do with justice. It had everything to do with covering up and scapegoating Bongile for the bigger crimes that have been committed and that have been committed by these people that I have spoken to you about. There is absolutely no conceivable reason as to why Bongile should go serve 5 years in prison. So we are really disappointed. It does not make sense to us. She just found herself, unfortunately, she was not going to be able to defend herself to the extent to which these other parties would have been able to defend themselves. And what we also find very amiss, we must also say, is that it just does not make sense to us. How does a court arrest and find sufficient that we are going to accept like that the conception of Jesus, the money just ended up there. It does not bother them how the money got there. Yes, some have gone on to argue, in which we think is very silly, that no, that case was argued on its own merit, only based on her interactions with the man. It's silly, because how did she get the money? Because also, the court also has the responsibility to make sure that what happened, that money that got, that erroneous transaction never happens again. And for it to be able to do that, it must understand how did it happen in the very place.
Absolutely.
In the
right.
very first place.
Absolutely.
And the court is not concerned with that.
Unfortunately, it is 7 o'clock. We do need to leave it there. We would love to hear how this develops. We'll keep in contact with you. Asiva Dlanjwa, who is the national spokesperson of the South African Union of Students, giving us their view of Simbongile money and the sentence.